بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب. The beginning of this ayat we read, and in the previous ayat Allah said there are clear signs for the man of intelligence of the existence of Allah, the oneness, the Tawheed of Allah, the great Qudrat of Allah, the great kindness of Allah Ta'ala, which we see all around us. If we look up, we see the skies and the heavens, we see the earth, we see ourselves, we just see the Qudrat of Allah everywhere. And in order to bring it, the reality into us, we should make the dhikr of Allah at least 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, by which Allah Ta'ala will make it sink into the crevices of the heart. Opposite to that, Allah Ta'ala said there are those people who don't use their brains at all. They are the most stupid, most idiots, and unfortunately people of the world regard them as very intelligent and very clever. Those people who are only concerned about this dunya and they have great love for things besides Allah Ta'ala. So much so a person goes astray that those people worship the idols and they have so much of respect and love for the idols. Those that is actual idol worship. And then other idol worship also, many of our youngsters, many people who the sports players, and they regard them also as our idols. Many people who regard film actors and film actresses, some singer, some pop singer or whoever it might be, they regard them as their idol. This is all the same idol worship. Where the worship of Allah, our Creator, and where man lands himself in this complete filth and dirt, and he starts worshipping stone, and he starts worshipping other humans, etc. So Allah, and then the love of these idols is like the love of Allah Ta'ala. How a person should love Allah. The people love their sports like that. People love all their lust and their passion, and they follow their own desires and their own thinking as to how a person should have believed in Allah Ta'ala. So that is their condition. And this comes with company that we keep. People who keep the company of animals, for example, and they are proud to be with animals, and they are standing while the animal lying down in front of them. And if they become, they start thinking like animals, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. So much so that clearly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الْمَرْأَةُ عَوْرَةٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ, that woman is a thing of parda, she must be kept at home. And then we, our animal thinking, that we force women and we take them out of the homes and take them to universities, take them to office blocks, take them to working places, etc. The brains of man goes completely upside down. Allah made him ashraful makhluqat, and one of the main causes of that is the brains Allah has given man. But when man loses that also, and he thinks like animals and worse than animals, then he goes to the lowest level. So that is their condition. On the other hand, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, اور ایمان والوں کو اس سے زیادہ تر ہے محبت اللہ کی. And people of iman have the much more greater, the greatest love for Allah Ta'ala. And they realize that whatever ni'mats we have in this world also, through whoever they have come, whether our boss is very good, he has given us a very good job, he makes life very easy and comfortable for us, he pays us very well also, but a mu'min realizes it is from Allah Ta'ala. A mu'min, when he sits down to his meals, he will appreciate his wife also who prepared and gives him his meals as he would like to have it. But a mu'min will realize this is also from Allah. My wife is also from Allah. That she's in a good mood and she prepares and cooks for me and prepares everything. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we do, whether a person is going to take a flight and the flight is on time and everything went went in order. This is all the efforts of man that has been done, but he realizes it is only the fazl of Allah. If it wasn't Allah's favor, this should never have happened. So the believers have got great hope for Allah, love for Allah, and the main love is for Allah Ta'ala. After that, they love what are permissible things also. And there is no harm in that. And our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, explained this so beautifully, that it is said the people, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, they've got more greater love for Allah, in which there is an indication that for love for things besides Allah Ta'ala, like our wives, our children, our business, our cars, our homes, that love is also permissible, but it must be less than the love of Allah Ta'ala. So if we, according to our language, we will say, have 51% love of Allah, 49% love of the other things which are permissible. Haram things are not permissible to love at all, but halal things we are permitted. And Allah is so kind. A person who shows love to his wife, a wife who shows love to her husband, Allah writes that in his account. And Allah said, they have made love to me, because it is done in a jais and halal way. That same love could have been done in a haram way, in a wrong way with other people. Then of course it is totally haram in this azab. So doing it in the right way, a person does his business correctly, and he loves his business also. And he's doing it correctly for his rozi, to spend in the path of Allah. That also Allah says, it's not dunya, that is also deen. And that is also for me. So the believers have got greater, much more greater love for Allah than anything else. And also in this is a test. A person loves his wife and his children, but when they make some request which is haram, like to go to a wrong place, to buy clothes and wear clothes which are haram, then it is a test to see whose love is greater. Do we love Allah Ta'ala more, or do we love our children more? In our business, if we have got some haram lines and haram stock in our business, are we going to give preference to that, or we give preference to the will of Allah? Our transactions we are doing which are not correct according to Sharia, will we still carry on doing that, or will we see to the commands of Allah? So it is a test in all the matters who we love more. So the believers in all the matters, they will love Allah Ta'ala more. Our Shaykh Rahimullah explained also so beautifully. For example, if the wife bought some haram toys for the children, which have got Nurat's eyes, etc., that have got music in them, when the little walkie-talkie doll walks and there's some music, so don't just snatch it away and say this is haram, but first replace it with something better, more expensive, which is halal, and then take this away. So to do the right thing, we must do it in the right way also. Don't break the home, don't break the hearts of the people. We will do the right thing, and do the right thing in the right way, in such a way that we get the right results. More they will respect and honor us. Not just that we grab it and throw it out of the door and we smash it and break it and we don't replace it with anything. First replace it with something which is permissible, which is better, even more expensive, and then take away the haram. So these are the qualities of those people whose love for Allah is more greater. And this love of Allah does not just fall from the air. A person has to make effort for it. One of the greatest means of it is our nafal namaz that we read. Unfortunately, we all take nafal namaz as something which we can leave out. Whereas nafal namaz is that which brings us closer to Allah, and we gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, the zikr of Allah. If we are regular with the zikr of Allah properly, this will create the love. The love of those people who love Allah Ta'ala. And we sit in their company, by that the love will come into us. The love of those amal and actions which Allah loves, whether it is Quran Sharif, tilawat of Quran Sharif, namaz, rozas, whichever actions Allah loves, we do that, we will gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when the heart starts getting now open for the love of Allah, and what to say if it gets full and saturated with the love of Allah, that person's condition only he knows now, what enjoyment he has of having the love of Allah Ta'ala. Just like a mango, we cannot explain to anyone how it tastes. And a person who hasn't tasted a mango has got no right to deny the enjoyment of the taste of a mango. So the person who, you can't explain the love of Allah. And a person who didn't taste the love of Allah has got no right to deny the enjoyment of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we are encouraged in this ayat. And that will come when we will be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and shun the ways of the kuffar and the ways of haram and all the wrong things. Then this love of Allah will come. It is the height of stupidity to do everything which Allah hates. Our lifestyle, our education, our sports, everything. And then we have hope of the love of Allah. And we are dreaming of the love of Allah. It is like planting weeds and we are hoping roses will grow. It doesn't work like that at all. Plant roses and then roses will grow. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness. Thank you.